Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, October 25th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Following devastating tragedy in Beslan, Russia, churches are reaching out. Kindness paves the way for unexpected outreach in Zambia, and Old Testament translation work moves forward in Peru. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Beslan, Russia school massacre headlines today's news as the 40 days of mourning have passed. The healing, though, has yet to begin as nearly 340 people were killed in the terrorist attack. Speaking from Beslan, Slavic Gospel Association's Bob Provost says the local church lost 33 children. Community leaders have noticed that while Christians are grieving, they're also coping.
Government officials have come to the pastors and asked them to encourage their members to reach out even more. And in one particular case, a youth pastor was requested to accelerate programs in all the schools of Beslan.
Provost says the Totievs, who lost 6 of their 8 children, are now planning for further outreach.
Their desire to see the Beslan church become an Antioch church that will train their own members and send them out to plant daughter churches all over North Ossetia. They understand that this terrible tragedy would raise up a mighty movement to reach all of this Republic of North Ossetia.
Next, as the price of oil hovers around $55 a barrel, Operation Mobilization Ship Ministry is feeling the pinch. OM ships have visited ports in over 135 countries over the past 30 years, but the high cost of fuel is putting pressure on those visits. So says OM's Miles Taves.
We buy fuel by the ton for our ships. It's now costing us about $750 more per ton than we had planned. We've had to draw from other operating reserves to cover these costs. So far, we've been able to, manage the trips, but it's going to catch up on us.
Taves says contributions haven't kept pace with the rising fuel costs. Prayer is needed for this and for crew members.
We've really been stretched to get the volunteer engineering officers that we need, and so just to pray that we get these professional seafarers that we need to keep these ships operating. We had to postpone one visit earlier this year due to unavailability of officers.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A missionary couple in Zambia befriended a group of young men who packed the public minibuses with passengers. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says because those men are generally treated very poorly, kindness brought about an unexpected ministry.
They just invited them to a dinner one Friday night, and from that has become Bible studies. They've also started a soccer team and even started a small business baking biscuits that they could sell so they could make some money that way instead of just getting people to load in the buses.
Yoder urges prayer for the young men that their faith remains strong. Discipleship continues through the Bible studies, and fruit is beginning to show.
It's just exciting to think about the possibilities because it reaches farther than just these small group young men that they've ministered to. These young men, some of them have accepted Christ and made big changes in their lives, which even extends into their families.
Next, the World Bible Translation Center says their India text is currently being typeset at the offices of Bangalore, India. There are many steps to completion of the Bible, including typesetting, printing, and distribution, all requiring adequate funding. During a scholar's recent visit to India to work on completing the Nepali and Oriya Bibles, he was able to witness the baptism of 50 new believers. These conversions were possible through the efforts of WBTC India and one of the programs established to help distribute the Bibles in India. And finally, the goal of one project for Wycliffe Bible translators in Peru is to produce 40% of the Old Testament in 7 Western Quechua dialects using a common base text. Teams are working hard to meet their deadlines. They hope to finish Genesis, print it for testing in their communities, and finish the first 23 chapters of Exodus. Pray for stamina, alertness, and spiritual blessing as the team of 12 mother tongue translators work on God's Word. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.